Hello and welcome back to the Native Waters on Arid Lands podcast, where we're talking with different members of our project team about their work. This is Kelsey Fitzgerald, and today I'm here with Trent Tigerstrom, who's a member of the Native Waters Outreach team and works primarily with the tribes from Arizona and New Mexico. Trent is also the Associate Director of Tribal Extension Programs and an Agriculture and Resource Economics Extension Specialist at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Hey Trent, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and how you got into your current line of work?
Sure. I was raised on farms and ranches in the Midwest and West Wyoming, Arizona, and even a little bit in Kansas. Went to undergraduate and graduate school. They started working with some tribes on a couple of the 1994s and then got an extension right away and kind of just been working in ag econ for most of my career. It's all the way through undergraduate to grad school and continues to this day out there. Spent a couple years at Cornell as an area specialist in farm ranch management. Did different crops there, but been exposed to a lot of different types of ag over the years, as well as different tribal communities.
So Trent, you just mentioned that you got your start working with tribes on a couple of 1994s, which is a term that not all of our listeners might be familiar with. So I'm just going to take a time out for a minute to talk a little bit about that. Back in 1862, an act called the Morrill Act gave states pieces of public land that they could sell or lease or use however they wanted to fund the creation of a system of public colleges and universities. Those became known as land-grant institutions and were generally focused on teaching subjects like agriculture and mechanical arts. In 1890, a second Morrill Act provided funding for another set of land-grant institutions for African-American students. And then it wasn't until more than 100 years later, in 1994, that funding was provided for a third set of land-grant institutions for Native American students at tribal colleges and universities. So in the Native Waters Project, when we talk about 1994s, what we're talking about is that group of tribal colleges and universities that were given land-grant status in the year 1994 and now provide education and extension programs for agriculture and natural resources to Native American students. So now back to Trent. Trent, can you tell us a little bit about what you do in your current position?
Well, I've been at the University of Arizona for 20 years now. Started there as a research specialist and moved into the Agricultural Resource Economics Extension Specialist. Then about 5-6 years ago, I was asked to take over as Associate Director of Tribal Extension Programs when the former colleague retired.
Great, and can you give us an overview of what you're working on for the Native Waters Project?
Yeah, I'm on the outreach team, so we're working with the information we get out of the scientists and the other researchers going on and just bringing these science to bear on practical problems that the tribes would have within their tribal communities, their reservations, their nations, and we're just trying to facilitate the discussion about the science down to the practical level and adopting it out on their nation to their benefit.
Trent, you are part of FERTEP, or the Federally Recognized Tribal Extension Program, and one of our earlier podcasts was with Stacey M., who's also part of that organization. Could you tell us a little bit about FERTEP and why FERTEP's role is so important to the Native Waters Project?
Well, the reason FERTEP is so critical in some of these areas is they are well established. FERTEP agents are Federally Recognized Tribal Extension Programs, which are located on the nations themselves. So the FERTEP agents that are out there have long-standing relationships. They live and work in the community, and they have built a level of trust that allows us, as we're doing this project, to work with these tribes in a lot more fluid and quicker manner than you typically would not have that connection if you did not have a FERTEP program there that's been in existence. And some of our programs, FERTEP programs, have been at that in the same locations with the same tribe since 1991. So they have a long-standing history of the community, the local needs, and a wealth of knowledge and trust built up over the years on that. And that's true in Nevada, too, is with Stacy and the FERTEP agencies working here and with the FERTEP program itself across the nation. Is it's a very close group of individuals that have those 36 positions, and that's about all there is right now because of some other things, but that's being worked on. But the trust they have and the connections they have with the community that makes it critical between that and Stacy. And I work together on a lot of other FERTEP issues as well as a lot of other tribal extension programs. But FERTEP is one of the cornerstones to all that kind of components, and that builds on the trust with the local communities. So it's critical to have them in there so you can engage with the tribes in a lot expedited manner, but also in a way that's culturally relevant to them. And you can integrate that into the programs a lot quicker and easier.
Trent, what are some of the goals of your work on the Native Waters Project?
Well, my goals is a couple of things. I'd like to find out more about how the tribes feel about the areas that we're studying and what kind of activities they're interested in getting more information about, how we could apply that information to the issue that's being resolved here, and with the information that's coming out of the studies across the board, and then how we can actually implement that to actually solve or at least assist the tribes in mitigating some of the issues that they might have in the future.
That's great. Trent, what's been the most interesting thing for you so far about working on the Native Waters Project?
I think it's seeing when everybody gets together. So you have the hard scientists working closely with the farmers and the ranchers and all the people in between, and how they're all at the table talking and being able to actually communicate back and forth. That's been really good. Sometimes I didn't know how well it would go over, but it's all right. It's worked out pretty well.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know about your work?
Well, this is just one facet of what we're doing on it. Everything that we do out there when we're working with the tribes the communities is to try to, like I mentioned earlier, is just to bring science to bear on these practical problems. That's an extension, one of the key points of extension, and that should be enhanced out onto the nations as well, but in a culturally appropriate way. So integrating this piece, what we learned in this, with other components, working with the 1994, say, when we're trying to develop 2x2 systems, that's one of the areas that I'm currently in the process of working with. So a 2x2 system is 2 years at, say, a community college, and then moving them from one institute to the other. So it's 2 years over there, 2 years at university for, let's say, a bachelor's degree that can then lead on to something else. So we have students coming from 1994s go to the universities, and, you know, they have a lot easier transition, and they're able to do that. And at the same time, it increases everybody's capacity to deliver relevant information and enhance students' experiences, and then they're able to take that back to their communities. So this is another piece where, again, bringing that, what we learned on here, seeing what's important out to the communities, and then bringing that back when you're talking with students, and maybe getting some ideas here on where you can do these projects. Possibly you can integrate these into these 2x2 systems and get the students more interested, and then they can take that back and really integrate it back into their communities. I see that's a good thing.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Trent. Very nice talking with you, and best of luck with your work.
Thank you.
Funding for Native Waters and Arid Lands is provided by the United States Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Music for this podcast came from Poddington Bear on the Free Music Archive. If you'd like to learn more about the Native Waters and Arid Lands Project, please visit our website at nativewaters-aridlands.com, where you can find more episodes of this podcast and also supplemental information to go along with each episode. Thanks for listening.